Good afternoon. I just finished the session. So we worked purifying all levels and layers of the people who were subscribed to the free group healing session. So we work with the emotional body, mental body, the etheric body, the astral body, spiritual body, multidimensional body, and we worked to purify from any impurities or dense energy these bodies. We worked with the violet flame pendulum, and we worked with the ascension pendulum, and also at the end with the Hamba, which is the divine love pendulum. The session was pretty long because we included Mother Earth. Not that Mother Earth needs to be purified, but because within her are living creatures who are, you know, suffering from more or less degrees of impurity, it took longer, the session, than normally. We also observed that the field that was more impure among the people in the session was the mental field, which of course is due to the thoughts, the projections, the frequencies, the mental frequencies, the memories that we are holding, and they tend to be more prone to be impure in the sense of dense, maybe, you know, filled with negativity or misperceptions, or, you know, a whole range of qualities that could make the field impure. The opposite of impure is pure, and purity is a vibration that reflects cleansiness, reflects luminosity, clarity, connectedness with source, being in a state of immaculate perfection, and free from all these dense structures of oppression, possession, and maybe manipulation. There was no message at the end of the session other than I had to talk, basically. So, you know, I asked, does, you know, Divine Mother want to say something? No. Does, you know, Source want to say something? No. And then the message is, Barbara has to say something. And I said, okay, so what is that I'm supposed to say? So I ask, you know, what could be beneficial as a message for all of us? And what came to mind was to ask, on a group level, what is the lesson that we are all transiting? And of course, there's going to be people who may not be going through this lesson. But as a group, we were all transitioning through a lesson of integrity. And the message was that Mother Earth, through her great receptivity, is receiving from us the seeds that are not integral. It's as if she's inviting us to shed the skin, if you want to see it that way, to shed everything within us that is not integral, to really let go, and to let go into Mother Earth, because this is going to become the compost of a new creation. And so she's inviting us to contemplate in our life our choices, decisions, our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, our actions, our commitments, anything. And she's asking us to review all of that in the light of integrity. Are my choices integral? Are my thoughts integral? Am I in integrity? Is my business based on integrity or on lack of integrity? Where am I lacking integrity in my life? And so whenever we spot something within us that is not integral, she's telling us to please throw that into the earth as compost, release it, and let Mother Earth take it, because she's going to do this internal alchemy to create for us a new earth in which we can plant new seeds of integrity. So as we shed lack of integrity and we start cultivating integrity, this integrity is going to become the seed of the new earth, the seed of the plants that we need to plant in our new earth, so that we are going to create collectively a new reality that is based on integrity. Throughout the last 2 years, and I mean, I can say maybe even more than 2 years, or 20 years, the global awakening of humanity has gone through, this important aspect of recognizing, realizing, and being able to see and to spot where we are lacking integrity in politics, in business, in healthcare, in the food industry. Where are we lacking integrity? Where we are not doing our very best for the highest good of all, but we are lying, stealing, cheating, hiding things, concealing things, where we are behaving with lack of integrity. And so there is a whole process of regeneration of the entire society that is happening. And part of this regeneration is taking things personally and seeing within us what is that we can do to be more integral in our lives. And so remember that Mother Earth is holding this great receptivity for us. So she's receiving your debris, what you are shedding out in terms of lack of integrity. And she's encouraging you to make new choices, to step up and be more integral in your life. And so that you can really plant into the new earth that she's providing the seed of integrity in all areas of your life. Because remember, we are swimming in a collective pool. So all the seeds that I plant are going to influence you. All the seeds that you plant are going to influence me. So if we all manage to be integral, we will be creating a beautiful reality for all of us. So this is a message that I received, or that I kind of created through this question of which is the lesson that we are transitioning now. When we succeed at this lesson of integrity, we reach higher levels of perfection. But when we are not able to integrate this lesson, we may fall back into patterns of judgment, of projections onto others, of our own lack of integrity and introjections. So we may fall into these types of games of attacking one another as a result of unconscious guilt, which is the result of us realizing internally that we are not integral, but because we are not willing or able to face that reality, which, you know, may be portraying us in a way less beautiful than what we thought we were, then we tend to project onto another one. So let's go and blame someone. Let's go and point the finger at someone whom we perceive is the black sheep and is the one who should be taking all the blame. And so I remain clean because all of that I'm pointing at is the one receiving my projections, which again is lack of integrity when we're doing that. So don't fall into this trap of not being integral inside of you, because then you will really fall back into a very old system and dynamic, which is judgment. And judgment has been dominating this entire planet for many, 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 many eons. And it's time to move towards greater integrity and eventually towards greater perfection. And perfection doesn't mean that I am, oh, I'm so perfect. Perfection means that I am fully aligned to my truth, my essence. I'm aligned to the highest values of love, integrity, truth, joy, cooperation, helping each other. And that is perfection, even if we do it imperfectly. But it is perfection. It is of the nature of perfection. So I hope this message helps you and helps you see in your reality where life or Mother Earth is showing in your reality that you are still not fully integral in certain areas of your life, or in my own particular life. And let's get doing the job of transmuting all of that. So sending you many blessings. Bye.